Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений AG соответствуют содержанию текста 1. True. Какие не соответствуют 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано. То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Emma, hi. I haven't seen you for ages. How are you?
Oh, hi, Sam. I'm fine, thank you. How about you?
I'm fine too, thanks. So what have you been doing lately? As for me, I'm so bored. Summer holidays are always a torture for me. I have nothing to do.
Oh, really? I can't even imagine being bored in summer. I always have so many plans for my summer holidays.
Well, if you travel somewhere, then your summers must be interesting indeed. I wish I could go to Greece or Spain.
In fact, I rarely travel in summer. This summer isn't an exception. Still, I'm enjoying my summer holidays immensely.
So back to my question. I'd really love to know what interesting things you're up to.
Well, Sam, I'm doing a course on journalism.
A course on journalism? Is there such a school in our town?
It's an online course for teenagers. There, we are learning the ropes of writing articles for newspapers.
What have you learned so far?
Oh, we've learned a lot already. When I look at the front page of a newspaper, I understand why it looks this way. For example, an event in or near your own country usually has more importance than one on the other side of the world. A faraway country with strong links to your own, like a shared language, might be an exception to the rule.
Oh, that's interesting. Let's have a look at today's issue of the most popular newspaper. I can't see any important news. But there is a story about a stray cat which came back home after a year of absence. Why is it so? Can you explain it to me?
Oh, that's easy. Sometimes stories about unimportant people or animals are so moving that they can become news because they appeal to emotions of readers. You see, it's summer now. Most politicians are on holiday, and there isn't much serious news anyway.
Are there any other interesting facts about journalism you can share with me?
I think people like you and me often forget that newspapers are primarily a business today. If people aren't interested, the news organization will make less money from sales and advertising.
Is that the reason why newspapers publish so many celebrity gossip columns and reviews of the latest TV shows?
Yes, you're right. They may even make important stories disappear from the headlines.
Well, Emma, I think I need to find some online course for the summer, too.
That's a great idea, Sam.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Emma, hi. I haven't seen you for ages. How are you?
Oh, hi, Sam. I'm fine, thank you. How about you?
I'm fine too, thanks. So what have you been doing lately? As for me, I'm so bored. Summer holidays are always a torture for me. I have nothing to do.
Oh, really? I can't even imagine being bored in summer. I always have so many plans for my summer holidays.
Well, if you travel somewhere, then your summers must be interesting indeed. I wish I could go to Greece or Spain.
In fact, I rarely travel in summer. This summer isn't an exception. Still, I'm enjoying my summer holidays immensely.
So back to my question. I'd really love to know what interesting things you're up to.
Well, Sam, I'm doing a course on journalism.
A course on journalism? Is there such a school in our town?
It's an online course for teenagers. There, we are learning the ropes of writing articles for newspapers.
What have you learned so far?
Oh, we've learned a lot already. When I look at the front page of a newspaper, I understand why it looks this way. For example, an event in or near your own country usually has more importance than one on the other side of the world. A faraway country with strong links to your own, like a shared language, might be an exception to the rule.
Oh, that's interesting. Let's have a look at today's issue of the most popular newspaper. I can't see any important news. But there is a story about a stray cat which came back home after a year of absence. Why is it so? Can you explain it to me?
Oh, that's easy. Sometimes stories about unimportant people or animals are so moving that they can become news because they appeal to emotions of readers. You see, it's summer now. Most politicians are on holiday and there isn't much serious news anyway.
Are there any other interesting facts about journalism you can share with me?
I think people like you and me often forget that newspapers are primarily a business today. If people aren't interested, the news organization will make less money from sales and advertising.
Is that the reason why newspapers publish so many celebrity gossip columns and reviews of the latest TV shows?
Yes, you're right. They may even make important stories disappear from the headlines.
Well, Emma, I think I need to find some online course for the summer, too.
That's a great idea, Sam.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.